Roughly 1 in 10 Americans say they're allergic to the most reliable antibiotic in the world, penicillin. But doctors and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been casting doubt on the widespread diagnosis, and they see it as a public health dilemma. From member station WPLN, Blake Farmer reports.
It's not just that many people who have an allergy in their charts are probably fine. It's most, says Dr. Elizabeth Phillips, an adverse drug reaction expert at Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
And when I say most, that would be 95% or more of patients that are labeled are not truly allergic to penicillin.
The stories are remarkably similar. Most get the allergy label by age 3, and Phillips says it's usually based on inaccurate assumptions and old science.
Most reactions that occur in childhood, in fact, are related to viruses or infections that the child has encountered. So, for instance, a rash.
I would just always break out in hives around my hands, my elbows, my knees. It was really weird.
Katie Lipscomb is a mother from Franklin, Tennessee. She suffered from frequent earaches as a kid and regularly took some form of penicillin. She also had occasional allergic reactions. So they figured the penicillin was to blame. She never had any testing to confirm, but it's still in her charts. And if she sees a new doctor...
Of course, they want to know if you're allergic to any kind of medicine. I've just always put penicillin because that's what I was always told.
She even had to wear a bright red bracelet while giving birth to her 3 children, warning doctors not to give her penicillin. But no one ever asked how she knew, even though studies now find even kids who had a legit allergy almost always outgrow it. The immunologists working to debunk the diagnosis admit they've probably been part of the problem themselves.
You know, even in my own practice, some of the things that I call penicillin allergy, I don't think that they really were penicillin allergy, but I didn't know what else to call them.
Dr. Cosby Stone of Vanderbilt says even a decade ago, researchers didn't realize that a penicillin allergy can go away and usually does. He's now working with colleagues to pilot a questionnaire that will probe deeper into patient stories starting early next year. Those with mild childhood reactions may be given the medication just to see what happens. He says the risk is pretty low. Others who had more serious experiences will get skin testing first. Several sites around the country are working on similar responses because an unnecessary penicillin allergy has a price. Even though there are alternatives, penicillin is often the cheapest and most effective antibiotic, especially when given to patients before surgery to preempt an infection. Studies have found patients with an allergy are much more likely to develop a surgical infection. Stone has an analogy.
You know, penicillin allergy to me is kind of like a tree that got planted too close to your house when you were a kid.
It's no problem at first, but over time, the tree begins to quietly loom over the house. And then, like trees do, it dies and becomes a disaster waiting to happen.
The infection that you get when you're not expecting it is the same as a storm that comes up on your house when you're not expecting it and strikes the tree, you know, that's right next to your house such that it falls on it. I mean, we often don't realize how many things we can do to prevent a bad outcome before it happens.
Of course, the challenge is getting patients to do something about it before they show up in an emergency room requiring trauma surgery. Stone predicts it will likely take a decade to re-educate patients and their doctors about the prevalence of penicillin allergies or lack thereof. For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.